we can't all be a maths genius, but for around 4 million Australians, their maths and literacy skills aren't even up to scratch for what's needed in their job. Now, industry and literacy groups are banding together to call on the federal government to craft a national strategy to address the problem. With more, here's political reporter Alexandra Beach.
Scott Phillips has been crushing gravel at the Duggan's Quarry in Tasmania's Huon Valley for 23 years. When his boss first suggested he learn how to use emails and an iPad, he wasn't keen.
I didn't want to know anything about it to start with. I was just happy up there crushing rock. And when they put it to me, it was scary.
But after some basic training, he's sending daily emails to colleagues and customers. He's also used his new skills to buy a tractor online from Melbourne and send quick messages to his sons if he's going to be home late.
It's just so easy once you sort of know the basics of it and get going with it.
His experience is pretty common. It's estimated 4 million people have inadequate workplace literacy and numeracy across Australia. That covers a range of problems, from people like Scott who need to work on their digital skills, to those struggling with compliance forms, or truck drivers who struggle to add up sums properly for their logbooks. And Vanessa Isles from the Reading Writing Hotline says it's getting worse as technology moves on.
Manual labour. People could get jobs before by just signing their name on a dotted line, and now those same positions require a much more sophisticated level of reading.
It can also be difficult to convince people to do training.
There is a lot of shame and embarrassment around having low levels of literacy, so we try to encourage people and to let them know that this is a really common problem.
So an alliance of the Australian Industry Group, Adult Learning Australia, the Australian Council for Adult Literacy, Community Colleges Australia and the Reading Writing Hotline has been formed to try to push the issue. The alliance wants a nationwide policy and easier access to good programs for workplaces and employees. Megan Lilly from the Australian Industry Group says they've been asking governments to act on this for more than a decade.
Look, there's some encouraging noises around a policy framework, but we'd like to sort of see the rubber hit the road.
In a statement, the Assistant Minister for Vocational Education, Karen Andrews, says the federal government understands the importance of these skills. She says it's committing around $1.6 billion over the next 4 years towards initiatives to help job seekers and new migrants improve their English literacy. But Megan Lilly says more is needed, particularly in parts of the country dealing with the transition out of automated manufacturing.
There have been quite significant programs in both Victoria and South Australia to that effect, and that's incredibly important.
At Duggan's Quarry, where Scott Phillips works, General Manager Brent Hardy says they've essentially had to start from scratch to pull together a program that works for them.
We were, as a business, needing to come up with applications, technologies, and from the workforce, we assumed that there would be people at different levels.
But he says the main thing he's taken out of it as an employer is how capable his staff are once they have a bit of training under their belt.
The digital revolution really has only just started in our business. And if you look at what other companies have, such as vehicle tracking and scanning of information, then the sky's the limit.
Duggan's General Manager Brent Hardy ending that report from Alexandra Beach.